Thank you, Lord, that by grace we have been saved through faith. This gift of you is from you. For we are what you have made us to be, created in Christ, prepared beforehand to be our way of life. It's interesting when we look at today's lessons and we reflect upon our own situation. Here we are, roughly in the middle of Lent, roughly in the middle of our Lenten journey, and maybe we're getting a little tired of it too. We tire of the discipline, and we heard about how the Israelites were at Mount Hor, and they're on their journey to the promised land, and they become impatient on the way. They want God to lighten their loads, and they're sick of eating this really bad food, and they're sick of going without water, and they're sick of not having what they want when they want it. Does that sound familiar to you? Sounds familiar to me. And this Lenten season, during the season of Lent, we're asked to discipline ourselves a little bit. Maybe say more prayers. Maybe pray for other people who need our prayers. Maybe give a little more to charity. Maybe to give a little more love. Maybe to be a little bit better. Maybe to go without meat on Friday. Maybe to do a few extra things. And we get tired of that. We tire fairly quickly. Just like the Israelites in the wilderness tired fairly quickly because they didn't get what they wanted when they wanted it. And really what it ends up being is they want their chains back. Because what you and I don't realize is that this discipline that we engage during Lent is actually freeing us from those things that bind us. But we don't like freedom that much. Freedom is hard. Freedom is hard because we have to work at it. And we have to think about it all the time. We don't like to think. Right? Right? You don't like to think, do you? I know. That's why I just dumb these sermons down like I do. just so you don't have to think about it. Right? I mean, you just, yeah, okay. Well, that's the way I am too. Right? I don't even like to watch new programs on TV. I have to think too much. I like to watch reruns. Human beings are. We like our chains and we like to be bound. And fortunately, as we heard today in our lessons, God has a different plan for us. And God's plan for us is that we should be able to share God's life, that we should be able to live with God in harmony and in peace with God. That's really what Christianity is about. You know that? Sometimes we forget. We can make things very, very complicated, and we forget what it is that we're about and what Christianity is about. But this is what Christianity is about. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that we might be set free from ourselves. And we might live into him rather than into ourselves and our desires. And that's really what it's about. And that's what Paul's talking about when he says that. When he says in today's lesson something to the effect that we're raised with him. You see, Jesus does all the work. And we get all the benefits. And that's really what Christianity is about. And we sometimes forget that. And so many of us have this conception of Christianity where it is, I behave myself and I do good things and then I get to go to heaven. It's that kind of version of Christianity that's not true, but most of us, including me, believe it at some point or another. We feel bad about ourselves when we fall down. But what we fail to realize is that that's not the truth. The truth is that like little children, God wants to pick us up and carry us in God's arms to where we need to go. Because we aren't able to do it ourselves. That's what grace is about. And grace happens before we do because God loves them. And that's the truth about Christianity. And that's what Paul realized, that when Christ came into the world, all of our labors are over. And we don't have anything to brag about, because anything good that we do because of God working through us. And any reward we receive because God has just loved us that much. It's not as though we deserve it. You don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. But God loves us anyway. God loves us like that. It's like I love Luke the dog. He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't.
He does not. No, he does not. And I love Luke the dog, even though he bothers me for chews and stuff like that, you know. He's always underfoot when he wants something, but I love him anyway. And imagine how much more God loves you, because I didn't create Luke the dog. I would have created a better version. But God created you. And you are a good version. You're such a good version that God loves you and wants to be with you for all time. And that's who you are, and that's who you're called to be. And when we really think about what Christianity is about, and that Christianity is about God loving us so much, and that grace is before we do anything, before we're even born, there's grace, and after we die, there's grace, and everything in between is grace, then we see that there is no separation between us and God. You're God through and through. And the only time you fail to be God through and through is when you forget that and turn away and want to do things your own way. Now, in the lesson from Numbers that John read for us today, the people were rebelling against God because they didn't want their freedom. I mean, the freedom is hard. And it meant that they had to eat things they didn't like, and they sometimes had to be thirsty, and they didn't like that. And what's that all about? And so they would actually like to go back to Egypt. They'd like to go back to their chains. Wouldn't you like to go back to your chains? It's easy. See, that's not what God wants for you. And that's not what God wants for me. And that's not what God wanted for the Israelites. And so the Israelites were making things bad for themselves, and so the snakes come among them and they start to bite them, and the Israelites are starting to die because of these snakes, and they attribute that to God, and it probably wasn't about God. But in any case, God sends the remedy. And the remedy is, he tells Moses to make this snake image, the serpent image, and whenever somebody's bit by a snake, to hold this up, and they can look at it. Now, of course, that seems to be an idol, right? But it's not, because God told them to make it. It's all right to have idols if God tells you to have them. And so God tells Moses to hold this up, and the people look at it, and they don't die from the snake bites anymore. And you may think, well, I don't know about that. That doesn't sound very scientific. Well, maybe not. Maybe not, but maybe we need to have more faith. And it's the same thing that Jesus says, I will be raised up. Just like that serpent. What's he saying when he says that? He'll be raised up because he will be the means of our salvation. He will save us, just like those Israelites were saved from the poison. Jesus will save us from ourselves. We just have to look to him. Just look to Jesus. Sometimes we're looking very hard outside, and we're not looking hard inside. But the place where we need to be looking is inside. Not only so we can clean up our act, but so that we can find the living God that is residing within our breast. Within us. Right there. Trying to lead us to our own salvation. Because we can't do it on our own. We forget that. We try to do it on our own. We fall down and we get disgusted and we say, I don't like this freedom stuff. God says, let me take care of it, fix us up, dust us off, and we can go on our way. And that's what human life is like. And that's what life in Christ is like. here we are, right in the middle of our Lenten journey, and I'm wondering how you're finding it, and I'm wondering if you're getting sick of the stuff yet. The food that you're eating is probably not good, right? And the stuff that you're drinking is probably not good. You're not, and you're undergoing all these rigorous fasts. I know you are. I can tell you're all about to fall over. And right. So what God wants you to know is that God is right there with you. And in fact, you're only able to do these rigorous mortifications of the flesh because God is right there with you and loving you through it. And wanting you to be free. And wanting to live with you so that you can live with God. And isn't that what Christianity is all about? Yes, it is. And it's not any more complicated than that. So the next time, you know, you're trying to figure out what does all of this stuff mean? What does all of this Christian stuff mean? It means this. God loves you. That's it. God wants to spend all of eternity with you. And isn't that great? I mean, that's great. And it's like the best first date ever, right? And so let us, and when we weary on our Lenten journey, when we get tired, we grow tired, and we're thinking, I don't want to eat that stuff anymore. I want to eat steak on Friday. Let's not give in to that. Let's trust God and ask God's help. Say, God, I know you love me. I know you love me. When this fish hits my mouth, make it taste like a filet mignon. That's what you do. Right. So let's continue and persist on our Lenten journey so that we can come to know the love of God that's in us and share that love with the world.